Palestinian teen carries out stabbing attack in Jerusalem, injures two. By Deborah Brand on September 13, 2021. A Palestinian teenage terrorist stabbed two Israelis at a store near the central bus station in Jerusalem on Monday before being shot by a police officer. The terrorist, who is in serious condition, is receiving medical treatment after being checked by a police sapper. Palestinian media identified him as 17-year-old Basil Khalid Shah Amray from the area surrounding the West Bank city of Hebron. According to Jerusalem District Police Commander Doron Dirjman, two other people suspecting of being accomplices were detained by police. "There is no doubt that there is an escalation," Dirjman said, pointing to a number of other attacks recently. The stabbing attack was the second of the day, with a failed attempt earlier by a Palestinian who tried to stab two Israeli soldiers. The terrorist was shot and neutralized before he was able to complete his attack, the army said. He was transported to Sheir Zedek Medical Center in Jerusalem in moderate to serious condition. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz wished the victims of the Jerusalem attack a speedy recovery. He also lauded the police officer and the soldiers for shooting the terrorists. "The vigilance and rapid and professional action of the forces on the ground prevented a much more severe result," said Gantz. "We will continue to act resolutely against any attempt to harm Israeli citizens." Palestinian Islamic Jihad spokesman Daoud Shahab responded to the terror attack on Monday afternoon, saying the commando operations in Jerusalem and the West Bank reflect the extent of the rising popular anger as a result of the aggressive policies of the occupation against the prisoners. Daoud Shahab, the spokesman of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad terror group, responded to the terror attacks, saying the commando operations in Jerusalem and the West Bank reflect the extent of the rising popular anger as a result of the aggressive policies of the occupation against the prisoners. Shahab further warned Israel would pay a price for its arrogance and said that jihadist acts were justified. "Acts of resistance are a legitimate right of the Palestinian people, and we bless and support this jihadist act and salute all the revolutionaries in Jerusalem, the West Bank and everywhere, and we affirm that resistance is the most capable approach to deterring the occupation."